forgiveness, and karma. Personal karma and transformation. When we do anything harmful, it's like a weight around our neck. The more harm we do over time, the heavier the weight becomes. It remains in our field, our memory, our mind, our heart, until we transform ourselves. This weight is both psychological and spiritual. It keeps us from progressing very far spiritually until we return to the level at which we did it, make amends, and act differently. We then continue growing with balance restored. This heaviness comes from doing harm, even if it's very subtle, not from disobeying rules. We can feel it somehow if we pay attention. Following regulations can never guarantee that we won't accumulate a burden. As long as the harm we did remains with us, if we were to grow more powerful, the pattern could erupt and we could do it again, creating even more damage this time. We are not ready for more power until we've demonstrated to ourselves that we'll use our power well. Each of us is responsible only for our own actions, our own decisions, not for anything we are truly forced to do. If a master or armed agent really has the power to make us do something, the principal who gave the order is responsible for those actions. If a deceiver or fraudster induces us to make a decision, the deceiver is responsible. Unless we wanted to believe the deceit due to our own greed or desire. When we have caused harm, we of course need to repair and make amends as soon as possible. If we caused damage we can't remedy, we first of all need to see that we never do it again. We do this through an act of will, deep inside. When we make this inner commitment, our self-esteem is restored. It does no good to anyone for us to walk around with heavy guilt. In due time and place, when we're able, the universe will present us with an opportunity to remedy similar damage, perhaps with different people. Until then, we need to continue life cheerfully and help others when we can. Other people do not have the capacity to make us act better. Only we have that ability. Similarly, we do not personally have the power to make anyone else repent, transform, or restore the imbalances they created. It doesn't matter at all to our own souls or fields whether the people we harmed forgive us or not. What matters is whether we actually do things differently the next time. What matters even more is that we do things differently again and again until our goodness grows into a permanent habit of our character and memory of our soul. Even the tendency to do that harm disappears completely. At this point, we are free of the harmfulness. And the heavy stone is completely gone. We have transformed ourselves. We are in balance with our universe. Pono. Pono is a Hawaiian word meaning a state of balance and harmony with all, resulting from doing right by oneself, other people, and the world. We feel freer, and the responsibility that comes with freedom is now natural, habitual. Our freedom is a direct result of paying its price, doing what is good and best in the moment, dharma. It's well worth it. This freedom cannot be obtained by any other means. If it could, our Creator would be a fool and the universe would have fallen apart long ago. Sometimes a person harms us and it doesn't even faze us. We take it in stride. We've forgiven in advance. We might have done such an action long ago, but if so, we've already eliminated our tendency to do it again. We've changed inside and built good character. When we've transformed, so-called bad karma is easy to bear. We might not even notice it. When we are in balance and harmony, pono, our bad actions are not erased as if they had never happened. The harm we did is repaired and restored by our good actions. In the process, our character grows in goodness.